Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Live from the Be Unique Studios in the thriving metropolis of Merritt Island, Florida, it's Ask Mary, where she'll try to answer your questions. And remember, if she doesn't know the answer, she'll make them up. And now, here's Mary.
Attaboy,
All right, Mary, how are you?
I am fabulous. If I was any better, Tony, I'd be you.
Well, well, you don't want to say that, because if you say that, that opens the door to an entire Pandora's box of personality and health, and I don't think you want that. Definitely not.
Well, you know, this is, in addition to being the Just Ask Mary show, it's also the Mutual Admiration show.
Oh, the Mutual Admiration. Wow. I guess those checks are not bouncing. They keep coming in and they're casting me out, right, Mary?
Yeah, you keep paying me, buddy, and I'm going to keep you in the club.
Hey, where else are you going to get checks for 25 cents? I'm telling you, that just doesn't happen now.
Wait. You've been sending me checks for 25 cents?
Yeah.
They have not made it to the bank account yet, buddy. You better check your tracking.
Maybe I'm giving you deposit slips instead of, wait a minute. Well, I'll have to look at that. We'll definitely have to look at that. And maybe it was, I could have sworn I put that decimal in the right spot. Oh, God.
Did you put a stamp on the envelope?
No, you're not supposed to stamp it anymore. This is the 21st century. Come on. It's all about email. Right?
Email?
It's all about email. Yeah, email.
Well, yeah, if you okay, so
email.
You want to put 25 cents. Let me give you our PayPal account address. You can send 25 cents through PayPal.
That would be fantastic. If I could get that, that would work out great. You know, PayPal is great because it's supposed to be your pal, I guess, but, you know, you pay.
At beunique.org. That's all you got to do. Go to PayPal and... Hey, we take Cash App. We take Venmo.
Venmo, really? What is Venmo?
At Be Unique Magazine.
Oh, okay.
Or is it,
so
maybe
you...
it's just at Be Unique.
Oh,
let me
okay.
Look that up.
Okay.
It might be just at Be Unique. Oh, come on, Mary. Because these are important things to know.
They are?
You know, you've already asked me more than one question today.
No. I am like, you know as well as I do, that my questions don't count ever, especially when it's concerning cash checks for 25 cents. I got to get back. I got to review that decimal point and see exactly what I've been sending, because I could have sworn I was sending 25 cents.
I mean,
but, you know,
love
I'm like
it
medical
if,
bills.
If, you know, maybe that decimal point was behind the five instead of in front of the five.
Well, you know, it's like this. It's like I'm like medical bills, right? No matter how much money you send, it's got to be honored, and you can't get in any trouble for it. So, you know, as long as I keep sending that money to Be Unique and to you personally, I think that I'll be okay, because apparently my microphone hasn't been ripped out of my hands. So,
You keep talking about that money coming to Be Unique. I ain't seen it yet, buddy.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, you know, check your email.
Follow up.
Check that email. Make it happen. So, Mary, how have you been spending your week? Just some, because remember, I missed last week. I wasn't here. I was playing hooky.
On Venmo, it's just at Be Unique.
Oh, at Venmo, it's just at Be Unique. Got it.
B-U-N-E-K-E.
So it's Venmo at Be Unique. Not .org.
No, it's just B-U-N-E-K-E. That's our account.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mary.
And we have it's great because we use this when we go to events. People make donations through Venmo.
And it's so, well, it sounds really simple.
Very
to
simple.
To do.
Yeah. If you have Venmo, just type in at Be Unique and put in your dollar amount or your, you know, your quarter amount and send it. Same with Cash App. You know, you got Cash App, you just.
Okay.
So Cash
All
App,
right.
Be Unique, PayPal, I'll take
All
your
of
money
it.
Over the phone, whatever.
That's amazing. Well, you know what? I guess we have to get to the question of the day, and it comes in from Bradenton, Florida, and it's Penny, and she asks what I think she's having some some relationship problems in that she is saying that almost impossible for her to be in the same room with her better half because of this ongoing window rattling snoring. So I guess what she's looking for, Mary, is a solution to a saw for a better half when she's sleeping. Is there any suggestions you can give Penny for trying to get to sleep with a person who's rattling windows who's snoring? And I don't mean what she says. She underlines it and puts exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, rattles windows.
Okay. Well, both of my sons sound like they are bears hibernating in caves. But there's a couple of things that you can think about when your better half, your sleeping partner is snoring. Of course,
right.
Now my husband swears that I snore, and he even recorded it one time for me.
Did you hear it?
Barely. It sounded
now,
like,
are you saying that biasly, or are you being honest? Mary, are you being honest?
I'm being honest. It sounds like a kitten purring. a lion kitten, but, you know, sounds like a big baby cat purring. But
so,
my thinking is when my kids, now Curtis snores, but his snores are very soft. They're very, they're not window rattlers, but my sons do the window rattling snoring. And usually they are exhausted, and I look at it like, okay, this is a hard-working man. That's why he's snoring. He's just done. Because they only snore when they're sleeping after, you know, a holiday dinner or something like that.
But I mean, how are you supposed to – I mean, but she's saying that it's all the time. So, I mean, should she,
there's a couple of things she can do.
Okay.
Short of suffocating him with a pillow.
I'm very scared that you thought of that. I'm very scared that was the first solution to come out of your wonderful mouth, but I'll let it
I don't know what kind of bed they sleep in. If they have one of those adjustable beds,
right,
and she can get her hands on his side of the bed, the remote control, she can adjust make him sit up or lie down. She might wake him up.
Okay.
Now, you didn't mention if she wants him, if she cares about waking him up or not.
Wait a minute. What about a swift elbow to the side? Because when I snore, that's what my wife does. Well, I mean, what about that? I mean, would that be a solution?
That is an option. It will wake you up. It'll make you... then you'll be like, wait. And she, of course, rolls over and pretends like nothing's happened. Did you wake me up? Don't wake me up. I'm still sleeping.
Can you do that sound effect one more time with the snoring? That was really effective. it's perfect. All right, that's perfect. All right, just wanted to make sure.
Well, hold on, I got something else for you. Hold on a second.
Okay.
How you like that?
Well, let me tell you
that's
something.
That's my own personal.
Okay, but that now, would you refer to that as purring?
No, that's a pig oinking.
Okay, all right, that's good. So now you said elbows
kitten,
are good.
A kitten purr, a snore that sounds like a kitten purr sounds like this.
Well, do you think maybe people have a different live
from the
BU
Unique Studios and the thriving.
Oh my God! Don't
you know, I had no idea. I my finger was away from the button. I believe it was the same ghost that haunted you the other night. So,
oh my gosh!
I had nothing to do with that. I had nothing to do with that, but it's the universe
so
saying,
anyway,
"Hey."
You had a question about.
Well, no, we said elbow to the side, but you were also talking about adjustable beds.
Yeah.
So I didn't
but
think.
I'll tell you what will work.
What will work?
If she has a bottle of perfume next to her bed, and it doesn't have to be a real expensive perfume. It could even be something like Little Green Oasis, who is one of Be Unique Radio sponsors,
right?
Sells something she calls sprays, S-P-R-A-Y-Z-E. And it's made with witch hazel and essential oils, and it's just like a little refreshment. You know, you spray it on your face, and it's just a fragrance, a soft fragrance. I have two that I'm using right now for myself. One is gardenia, which is delightful. The other one is Princess Neroli, which is equally delightful. Penny could get a bottle of this sprays, put it next to her bed, and when her husband starts snoring, just mist the air over his face. Now, you do not want to spray it directly up his nostrils.
That was my question. That was my question.
No.
Thank you for clarifying that, Mary.
What happens is this new aroma, but she needs to be at least a foot over his head. Because you don't want him waking up thinking that it's raining and the roof is leaking.
Well,
you do not want to drink
his pillow. If she's a foot over
his
bed, she doesn't. If she's a foot over his bed, you don't want him waking up. But anyway, yeah.
Well, her hand is a foot over his face.
Gotcha. Okay.
10 to 12 inches, and she's going to spritz just one little spray of this new aroma, and it's going to hit his nose, and then he's going to inhale it, and guaranteed, 98.7% guaranteed. No money back guaranteed. That's what we've got here.
And Penny, if you're listening, that's quite the guarantee. So
this spray, this new aroma, is going to make him go, because it's going to remind him of her. And he's going to settle in. He is going to settle into a different kind of deep sleep. Now, she might have to do this spray 2 or 3 times the first couple of nights.
Okay.
But if he's waking her up, then she can spritz a little perfume over his bed. And now, I don't know what his fragrance, preferences are. He might not like the flower of gardenia. He might not like the way it smells. He might prefer chicken shit. But whatever his favorite fragrance is, you know, it could be English leather, Old Spice. But
I was
going to
say, Old Spice. Yep, Irish Spring.
It might be, a bar of strong soap just near his face. You know, she could take a bar of Irish Spring. It's got a very distinct smell.
As long as you don't cut it up.
And now they make these really great soaps for men, especially. My husband got one for Christmas called Old Money.
Oh.
I said, I could shower in that. It smells good.
All day long, I'm sure. All day long.
But, you take something that is fragrant, that's got an aroma, and if it's a bar of soap, you just kind of hold it under his nose until he smells it. But I guarantee you, Tony, and I can guarantee this because I've seen it in action with two husbands and two sons. Yeah.
Mary, let me tell you
something. Then you have the smell. stop over talking me. That's not good on the Just Ask Mary show. That's a word.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to win every time. But my point is, you're hearing this. And then all of a sudden, it's like.
You know what amazes me, though, Mary? What amazes me about that idea is you go from suffocation to seduction. It's an amazing transition.
Incredible. Isn't
solution.
That how I got you involved in Be Unique?
No comment. We'll definitely take that in stride and know that once again, the question has been asked and the answer has been given. And Mary, we thank you for your time, and we thank everybody else for listening and being here. And remind you that we're here every Wednesday.
Hey,
afternoon.
That's our show for this Wednesday. We would like to thank today's guests for their question. You thought it, you asked it, and as far as Mary's concerned, she answered it. Now, if this show finds an audience, join us next Wednesday and every Wednesday at 2 p.m. And remember, if you have a question for Mary, email us at beuniquejamandbread@gmail.com. Each week, we will choose a question and bring on that guest that just asked Mary for the answer. From the Be Unique Studios in Merritt Island, Florida, thanks for listening.
All right, Mary.
Bye.
Bye.